Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. We're back with State's Attorney Kim Fox. Ed, you said you had a question for her?
Are you guys reviewing videotapes? Because I've seen a lot of stuff that looks, some people just so damn dumb, I couldn't even believe it. Can you back in your car up, your license plate is visible, you're on camera, the news cameras are right there, and you're running out of the store with stuff. Are those people going to get prosecuted?
You know, we only prosecute when the police bring us the cases. But what I would say is the police is vigorously looking at all of that. And I think for the people who maybe you feel like you want to go out tonight, I want to encourage you, in no uncertain terms, stay your butt at home, because just because you've seen your friend what you think got away with it, you're absolutely right. They're getting those license plate numbers. They're looking at those cameras. They're slowing them down. And, you know, they're tracing where people came from. So people aren't necessarily getting away with this. If you think it's too many people for them to catch, they're catching people, and it's not worth it.
Kim, are you guys having meetings with the mayor's office, with the governor's office, with state offices to do something tangible to stop what happened to George Floyd and what happened to Laquan McDonald from ever happening again in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois?
We are. And my hope with all of this and what we've seen with the protests all week across the country is that it sticks. Right. We do stops and starts. You know, there's been some wonderful legislation that has been proposed over the years, and then something else will come up. And I'm confident, given the mayor that we have, the governor that we have, and the leadership, that we're going to get some things moving in a positive direction, because this isn't new. We can't keep rehashing this. We can't keep recycling this. Too many lives have been lost over failed policies that we know are failed.
Right.
We got to do better.
Yeah, because the people, quite frankly, and I'm one of those people, I'm tired of the rhetoric. I need something to happen, and I know what you guys are up against. My brother was a New York City police officer for 25 years, and the police have their own union, and they like to do things their way. But one of the things that I feel like should be put on the table is a psychological test should have to be taken more than one time during your career.
Yeah, listen, those are high-stress jobs.
Right.
And you see a lot. I'm sure your brother has seen a lot that he won't even tell you about.
That's right.
I know from my vantage point that I've seen things that I can't share with others because it's painful. It's damaging. Mm-hmm. And some days where I need to take a break and I don't have a gun.
Right.
And I don't have the right to use force on folks. And so, you know, things like that, who gets to pick up a gun? Who gets to carry and hold it? Who've had instances of discipline, you know, in Minnesota, this guy has had over a dozen discipline complaints. How do you still get to be out there?
I know. And all he got was a letter for a reprimand.
Right.
I know, a letter.
Something tangible has to change. And Kim, we believe in you. We love you. That's why you're one of the first people I wanted to talk to today, because I know you as a sister, as a mom, and as a state district attorney are fighting a good fight for us every day. And I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for lifting up this conversation, y'all.
Love you, Kim.
Love you, too.
Kim Fox, District Attorney from Cook County, the state of Illinois. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.